Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime. So today we thought we'd talk about an interesting question that has many layers to it, and that is, how do you get the affirmation you need when you don't know where you stand?
Uh-huh.
And another way to put it is, how do you get the feedback you need if you're feeling insecure, but you're in an environment where they're not really giving you feedback?
Mm-hmm.
About your performance.
Right.
So this is a common experience for actors, probably for freelance writers or freelance editors of various kinds, for anyone who's doing project work. But it can also be an experience in your work environment if you're working for someone who's not big on feedback.
Right.
Yeah. One thing I know is if you're not doing well, you're going to get feedback.
Uh-huh.
So I think if there's a baseline of, you know, you can kind of feel it from others if they're unhappy.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But I also think you can tap in and ask.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with asking?
Asking how am I doing?
Just say, how's it going? I don't know you well enough to know how to read.
Yeah.
How you feel this is going. I think you can do that without showing vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Or
any feedback? Do you have any feedback?
Do you have any feedback for me?
Yeah.
I actually have a client who's working for a government agency, and she moved from a very difficult, actually abusive culture to this one where her boss just doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really interesting because coming from the abusive thing, of course, she assumes she's doing everything wrong,
right?
And she's waiting for him to yell at her.
Right.
And so what she ended up having to do was to manage up. She set a meeting with him. She laid out what she thought the expectations were of her. And she just went over a few points to make sure that she was doing the job properly.
Right. See, I think when you're not getting feedback, you have to ask for it.
Uh-huh. One way or another?
I think you do. But I do know that negative feedback usually gets to you.
One way or another.
Like, you'll feel it. Or somebody will say, oh, you know, there's a problem here.
Right.
Or we need to talk. So when there is no feedback, I understand the feeling of like, whoa, I'm not 100% sure if this is going right.
Well, yes. It's like fear of the unknown.
Right. Right.
Well, what I think is interesting is that there's part of this that's an outside job and part of it that's an inside job.
Right.
Because
right.
For some of us, and this includes me many times, not so much now because I'm old and cranky, but in my earlier years.
Oh, my God.
In my earlier years, I was so insecure. And so even if someone said...
And you weren't cranky and old.
Yeah.
Maybe she was cranky, but
young
she was younger.
And insecure.
She was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed then.
But even if someone had said, you're doing a good job, I wouldn't necessarily believe them.
Oh, my God. I remember those times.
Yeah.
I remember feeling when I was younger that they're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that can be tricky, too, is that you have to, and certain cultures, I'm thinking particularly like PR companies, may tell you you're doing well when they're thinking you're not doing well.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well,
that doesn't
liars.
Make sense.
But that's a lot of, well, I'm saying PR, that's not a fair thing. But I just know, again, a client who was working for a PR firm, and everyone is about being nice and up and cheery and, you know, good spin. And so they couldn't ever give her the direct feedback she needed to improve her performance.
Oh, that's
I'm sure a lot of organizations down south are like that.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just because of the culture of Southern life, right?
Listen to all our listeners in the South. That's a bit of a generalization. I don't know.
Well, not all, but many. It's true. I mean, and again, this is just coming from family members I have who live down South, and they say it's very hard to get the straight rap of what's happening.
Right.
Wow.
Because it's considered impolite.
Impolite, right.
So what do? They're nice to employees that are not doing a good job?
Yeah, I think it ends up being passive-aggressive negative feedback.
Right.
You know, and some of the things that we've cited before where suddenly you're being left out of meetings or you're not included in an email loop or you're taken off a project.
Well, then you have to read the tea leaves. I like my direct New York people.
Right. Yeah. You need to go.
All right, so back to the question. What do you do if you're feeling insecure? Yeah. I mean, what's interesting to me is that people that feel that way are usually the hardest workers.
Yes.
You know, because if you're not a hard worker, you really don't care. So they're usually the people that care the most and want to do a really good job.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything wrong with just tapping in and just saying to whoever is in charge, you know, I feel like it's going well. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Yeah. Just something so that you can get some feedback.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that, I mean, I think that's a very good point. And really asking for what you need is part of you taking care of yourself in that situation. Because if you can go on an insecurity spiral if you keep wondering and wondering. And the human mind is such that we usually fill in the blank with negative feedback.
Totally.
Yeah, right?
Definitely.
So if the director is looking at you and just staring, you think...
He hates me.
Exactly.
Thinking of all the ways in which to fire me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, gosh, that just brings a whole other thing, which is if you're dealing with someone, a boss who's both non-communicative and moody, and you're someone who's super responsible, you may think that you caused that person to make, you know, nasty faces when they're, that's not what's going on regarding your performance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's true. That's why you have to tap in, I think, and ask. But I understand that it's also asking can be considered in your mind. If you're already on that road of I don't know how well I'm doing, then the fear of asking is probably great.
You feel weak.
You know, like if I ask, then they're going to see my insecurities.
Right.
And you may not want to show that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, you know...
So how do you, and then there's another question, how do you not reveal your insecurities or the things that you're not 100% confident with yet?
Well, so here's an interesting piece, because I think that you need to use your acting skill to appear confident while you're asking for feedback.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
I mean, and it's true, because a needy, how am I doing? Are you sure it's okay? That kind of thing can be not appealing to an employer. So, and we talk about that a lot, Kathy, I think it is in Working With You Is Killing Me, but actually in our very first book, Going Indie, about how you have to build an internal confidence factor. Because you're going to... we all have moments of insecurity, but when you're asking a client or asking a boss or asking a director, how am I doing? You need to appear as if you're available for whatever the feedback is.
Right.
And then you'll be okay.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's true. But I also think, you know, that internal dialogue that's going on, you know, it can sometimes, make it worse.
Yes.
That... Sometimes when there is no feedback, it's because there's no need for feedback.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, you have to also be able to get out of your head for a minute and say, no, actually, this is going pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, why am I, you know, this just self-doubt. That's not
right.
Reality.
To be able to distinguish between the two. And actually, going back to the client who's working for this boss in the government agency, what she ultimately also did was to interview other people. Like, how does this guy respond if you're not doing your job properly? And does he give feedback if you're doing a good job? And what she learned was he was a person of very few words. But to your point, Kathy, if you weren't doing your job, you knew it.
You knew.
Yeah. Right. See, I think that that's normally the case. Because why would they be wasting their time?
If you were doing a terrible job.
Right.
Yeah.
Usually negative feedback will come. It's the positive that doesn't. And there's many environments that are not good at giving positive feedback.
Yeah.
So I also think you have to learn to read people. You know, like if something is churning inside you, like you're getting a bit of a stomach ache, you know, you have to, if you can distinguish between your own fear and what you're picking up from others,
right?
You have to do a certain amount of that. Because people also will, you know, you'll feel like they're sending you negative messages also.
Right. Well, also that can be very frustrating. They're saying you're doing fine, and you can feel that they're not feeling that.
Right. Right.
That can be really tough.
Exactly. And I've been in situations like that where, you know, they don't tell you, but they tell you you're doing okay when you're actually... They're no. thinking something else, and, right. and it feels inconsistent. Something's not right about the feedback.
Yeah.
So how do you navigate that when the verbal and the nonverbal communication are not on
you
the same page?
You run to the restroom and splash your face with
That's
water.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You go into a stall and you cry.
Yeah.
It's tricky, and I mean, I think the other piece of it is if you're someone, and I am someone who doesn't. I don't think Kathy thinks very quickly on her feet. I don't
always.
Well, often, but I don't think that quickly, and so I can be spinning emotionally because I'm picking up on all these mixed messages, and it's not until I've left the situation that I can figure out what's been going
sure.
on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So. There's a lot to field.
No, but I mean, I've even learned that I may come to a quick decision, but a day later I go, oh, wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That pain in my neck, that was somebody was sending me daggers. You know, like I realize it later what was really going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's hard. But when you're in a new situation with people that you don't know, you do have to read everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not everybody communicates properly.
Right. Right.
But they do communicate.
And, oh, yes, you know, they do.
No communication is also a communication.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I still would ask. I just think it's always a good idea to say, you know, I just want to tap in and just get a sense from you how you think this is going so that I know if you have any feedback.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think that shows insecurity.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that shows confidence that you can handle the feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, I've been in this situation many times. Have you?
Yes.
You might.
Well, we have it every time we do public speaking.
Yeah, we never know. I mean, I kind of know.
What do you mean? You can't tell
there
from
are certain
the
audiences.
There's certain audiences that want the space science. Whoa, that was hard to read, wouldn't you say, as a group?
Yeah, that was a hard
They're very introverted. They're very rational, scientific. And we were in a situation where they were rotating every hour to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing.
Right.
So... There was no time. You know, if we speak to hospitals or hospices or anything that's human service, people come gushing up and not gushing up. They come running up and say, that was so great.
Yeah. And they also, they you know, smile and interact with you from being from in their seats.
Right.
But there are audiences that are blank. It's true. They have blank faces. I don't particularly.
You can hear the pin drop.
Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
The papers rustle, I mean, or the computer closed
We're
down.
Pretty funny, too. So if we can't make them laugh, then ugh.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the game, right? It's the same. And it's funny because we started talking about acting. You're always dealing with an audience that's giving you feedback from the beginning to the end of whatever it is you're doing.
It's true.
But I think the value of... asking how are we doing, and in public speaking you can kind of check in and ask that question one way or another, you know, see if everyone's coming
how
along
we doing?
With you.
Does this suck or are you guys with us?
Yeah, you can say stuff like that.
You can use humor too.
Right.
I know you're gonna hate this segment, but here we go.
Right.
And that usually brings them along.
Yeah, usually. Well, I mean, and then after that, we just know we're never going to get hired again. You know, like that wasn't our audience.
Right.
Right.
So,
but a good example, actually, where you don't get a lot of feedback is in the writing process, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No one says, this is amazing what you've written, or this is horrible. They'll do a certain amount of copy editing, but then you're just left to think, to wonder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's so hard.
I know. I know. That's one of the tough ones. I mean, the good news about, you know, sort of these freelance gigs where you're working with people that you don't know is that it's over soon.
Right.
The bad news is that you don't ever really get to know them that well.
All right. So what we're saying is if you're feeling insecure, if you need affirmation, and you don't know where you stand, Kathy is saying, and I would agree, to ask for some feedback. Hop in and ask for the feedback. Mm-hmm. Tap in and find a way to ask for it so that you don't sound particularly vulnerable, that you're really just collecting information. You're getting the facts to make sure you're doing the job as needed. Mm-hmm. And no information or no negative feedback is a good sign. Mm-hmm. And Kathy, you were also saying, which I think is true, if you're not doing a good job, you'll get some signs.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. All right. We hope this was helpful. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.